We are learning Masechtas Chulin, Daf Kuf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, and we are starting 13 lines from the top. The first words on the line are Chal Al Issa, 13 lines from the top. We learned in the Tesefta, Mavashal B'mei Chalav Potter, that if you cook in whey, which means you take a piece of basar, and you cook it in this milk called Mei Chalav, it's not mamish milk, it's the water that separates from the milk. So the loch is that it's potter. So the Gemara Masiyel Rosh Lakish, it's a riot to Rosh Lakish. The Tanan, there's a Mishnah in Masechtas Machshirim that says the Gabi Hechsher Zroim. We know that some of the Gabi Toma has to get wet first, so it's only seven mashkin. One of seven mashkin is chalav and shemen also. So it says in the Mishnah, mei chalav, the whey, the part of the milk that separates and becomes more liquidy, harein kechalav, it's like chalav, and it's considered one of zayim mashkin because you know chalav because it's one of zayim mashkin. Va'amoychol, and the liquid that drips out of the olives, harein kashemen, as din of shemen, legabi hechsher. And Omer HaShlokesh, and HaShlokesh says about this Mishnah, lo yishon ala hechsher zrom. This whole thing is only legabi hechsher zrom. Av le'inyim bishl basa v'chalav, mei chalav ene chalav. Legabi bishl basa v'chalav, mei chalav is not considered chalav. You have to know the difference, because legabi, we're saying legabi hechsher, it's called chalav. But HaShlokesh says not legabi basa v'chalav. And the reason is, some of the Farshim say is, because by Hechsher, we find toldus, that the Zayim Mashkin have toldus. So Mechav is like a toldus. We don't find toldus by Basim Chalav, that's the Mamash Chalav. So it comes out from here, that if someone cooks Mechalav, it's Potter. Is it Aser, or is it Potter of a Mutter? Zok Taisvist of Maschal, Mash Mechalav. Isura Miyika, Zok Taisvist. The second Taisvist on top. Isura Miyika, there's an Isser when it comes to cooking Basar in the Mechalav. Dal Kutach, Meneshevi, the Chalav, Avdlai. Kutach is made from this type of milk. Kedom Rezhele Ibrim. That's how Tosfos learns. Now, if you look at the Rosh in Siman Nun Aleph, he argues on this Tosfos. He brings on Tosfos, and he says that Vani Oimer the Nesuyver the Chalba that you're putting into the Kutach also made the Raisa. What's Umei Chalav referring to? Umei Chalav the part that Sheitziu Mimenu Kala Oichel. There's nothing left in that liquid. It's mamish liquidy water that's coming out of the milk. The achash also a gevina mevashma chalav va'oichel tzaf lemayel v'nisha bayel mayim ba'alma. It's like water. Who nikkur mei chalav? He's saying that it's mei chalav over here means mamish the mei chalav means mamish the very liquidy part, but the thicker part of vada is called. That's called chalav mamish, and that will be also even deraisa. That's a Rosh learns. So chalav is really what mei chalav means. You have to know exactly what whey means. What's the din of whey? According to Rosh, it's very possible that the whey that we have might be even issa deraisa. It just means the very liquidy part that looks like water is the sugya of mei chalav. But Taisus learns no, it's all issa derabbanan. So that's the Gemara Vayter. I'm going to darsh some drashas now of chalav imay. We had a Gemara before, and this price is not exactly like Shmuel before, a little bit different. Tana rabbanan. The pasuk says, "Bechalev imoy, ein li ela bechalev imoy, bechalev para v'rochol menayim." So the Gemara has a question. We learned before that gedi means para v'rochol. It includes it because we said gedi stam means even para v'rochol. But who said chalev imoy means dafka not dafka gedi? Maybe dafka not para v'rochol. So both Rashi and Tosfos are bothered by Akasha. What do you mean? Once you say the Gedi means part of Rachel, so Bechalev Imoy, the mother, automatically, naturally, is also part of Rachel. So they frag Tosfos. Rashi also has Akasha, but Tosfos will read Tosfos first. Tosfos says, Lo Yitzuch Le El Rabbis B'She'im Minoy. You mean Parah Bechalev Gedi, or Gedi Bechalev Parah. What we mean to ask is, how do we know that if it's the opposite Min, say the Gedi, a goat, in cow's milk, and say a cow in goat's milk. How do you know? That's the Gemara's question. A different question. How about we know that includes everything? But how do we know the opposite min? That's how Tosfos learns what the Gemara's question is. When it says parah v'rochel, it means how do you know the opposite min? But Rashi learns different. Rashi does not learn like this pshat. And Rashi has a cheshbon. Rashi says that like this. He says, the miyas l'rabuyi kol chalev behemah tayra. How do you know it's coming to marva all chalev behemah tayra? The high Tana lematzich leilikas Shmuel. He doesn't learn the psukim of Chalev like Shmuel. The Chalev Zachar, the Chalev Shchuta, the Chalev Temeya Mechad Kra Gufi Nafke. The Imek said, "Veloy Shchut, Veloy Zachar, Temeya." Says all three of those are memuyat from the first one. The Hagdik said, "Vemetayr Mishdai." So we know what's talking about Tayra. So Shchuta and Zachar, not Imay and Temeya, because we know what's talking about Gedim. Kabbalah Hotzias the Temeya. Va'karcha Imenami Tayra. We know the Imay has to be Tayra, not Temeya. So therefore, it doesn't come for that. And he says, this Tana of this Braisa is not like the Gemara before. V'gedi mashmalei gedi dafka. Says this Tana holds gedi is gedi dafka. That's what Rashi says. Not like Tosfos, not like the Gemara before. And heino basa chaya v'shar behemos. It's megdi is seirin dafka v'suros. And the extra gedi. And Rashi goes to the Chesed and he says, we use the extra gedi according to this Madiyama. So we'll stop there because we don't make too much Chesed. But the bottom line is that when we learn this Gemara, there's two mahalchim how to learn why we need a ribu for chalei parah rochel. One is a Tosfos means because it means when you do the opposite min. And according to Rashi, somehow this Tana holds that technically you need a ribu to marba parah of a rochel because gedi doesn't mean everything. It means dafka gedi. I can ask me, okay, so you know from an extra gedi parah of a rochel. It's still fair. Imai means that. That's a Rishash's kasha. Zok the Rishash. No. Because only if the ikar gedi means everything, you say imay means that. But if it's just a drasha, extra word gedi, you can't say imay means that. You need an extra drasha. Okay, that's enough for the chesed for the day. Ayin Rashi with the Rashash, have a timtza nachas. Okay, so b'chalev imay, elyala b'chalev imay, b'chalev parv rochum and ayin, amrit kavachoymer. There's a kavachoymer? What's a kavachoymer? Well, my imay, so the point these kavachoymers are going to say is that the closer two things are, the lesser reason it should be osa basav chalav. If two things are very far into each other, there'll be osa basav chalav. If things are close to each other, maybe it shouldn't be osa basav chalav. That's like the rule here in these kavachaymers. So the question is, hey, chalei parav rach. So I'm with kavachaymer. My imoy, shloi nesher imoy baharva. Imoy is from the same family, and it's no iser baharva. Nesher imoy b'shuloi. There's an iser bishul basav chalav with the child and the mother. Barva means the iser of mating with each other, of crossbreeding. So avada loisavashuk dibachalev imoy, they're the same family. There's no iser hava, and still we say iser vasavchalav. So they're related. They're very much related, and still we say iser vasavchalav. So my imoy should nesu imoy barva nesu v'shuloi part of a rachel, which is different min should nesu hava. Of course, it's opposites. Of course, it should have a din vasavchalav. Ain't a din should nesu imoy v'shuloi. So tamalayma the pasuk says bechalev imoy. Right tomorrow, you told me it's a kavachaymer. What do you need bechalev imoy? We said tamal bechalev imoy. Extra bechalev imoy. Tell us that this pasuk bechalev imoy ain't a minoy. V'halam likra ha'asile. We just learned it from a kavachaymer. Like you Rambamish can't read it. Amar Rav Ashi. I'll tell you why. Because the kavachaymer is not a good kavachaymer. So the ikal meimar mikra the dina percha. Meheich kamaislo. We use a kavachaymer from imoy. I'm going to show you the imoy has a nekuda that makes it not connected to the child. Because mali imoy shkin neser imoy b'shchita. You're not allowed to shech the mother and the child the same day. So they're shikla opposites. Toimer b'para shloi neser imoy b'shchita. So therefore it's a pirch on the kavachaymus. Now it's back shver. How do you know that there's issa basa v'chalav on para v'rochel? Let's go to Toimer b'shchita. How do you know that you're not allowed to cook a gedi in cow's milk? Tamaloyma, the extra word b'chalev imoy. So if you're the first braisa, there's a drasha, chalev imoy, and that's because we have three times chalev imoy. First word chalev imoy is legufe. Second chalev imoy is teaching us that even para v'rachel has an issa basav chalav. According to Tosfos, it means even ein aminoy, it means gedi with cow's milk. And according to Rashi, it means to tell us hold in para v'rachel, because we don't know that, because gedi always means only gedi. Okay, that's braisa one. Braisa number two. Tanya yidach. So now in the next Gemara, Rashi has two pshatim. Rashi's first pshat has arichas with kash in it, and he has a second pshat. He likes the second pshat better, so we're going to go to the second pshat. Tanya yidach, bechalev imoy, ain li ela bechalev imoy. Bechalev achoysoy gedoy lo menayin. How do you know that, you only know you can't cook a gedi, a goat, in its mother's milk? How do you know that you can't cook the goat in its sister's milk? Achoysoy gedoy lo menayin. Because they're very similar. Because Bishlama, like we explained before, Bishlama gedi with its mother, it can't be shech the same day. So the shtickle opposite. The shtickle not the same. Two sisters? They're exactly the same. Maybe there's no supposed to call them. The moms are the same. Now, gedoyla is dafka here. Because gedoyla is a little different than the ketana. Why? Gedoyla means after the first year, you did meiser already on them. Meiser behema happens the first year, and you can't meiser a behema for 1 year on the other year. So they're a little different. That's what it's gedoyla. So they have a little difference, but the same more than the mother. Okay, so let's see. So it says like this. Ein li al b'chalev imoy, b'chalev achos gedoyla menayin, amrit kavachayim. Ma imoy shenichasim real dealer's aser. Ma dach the mother who could go into the same dealer's aser. because it's possible to a mother to be in the same year as the child, because a behemoth give birth in its first year, and it could be, it's possible to be the same year. And then it says Nesir Imai. It says all Imai are also Basu Chalav. But Nesir Abishal, Achoysai HaGadoyla, which means that it's already after a year, Shloi Nichasim Ladir Sasa, does not go in the same pen to take up Meiser, which is opposite. And then Shanesra, of course you should get Aser. Shanesir Abishal, Tamalayim Achalev Imai. So the pasuk, extra pasuk says, "Chayyim my dad's even a chayis is also." When he was told me it's a kavachaymer, but lovely krava, yes, asked it's a kavachaymer. I'm ravash. He was nikkel amei ma'amikra dina pircha. It's a pircha from the ikkad dina, which means from the first din from the mother himself. Meich kamayis is law me'imai. Ma'ali imai. The imai is a ma'ila that it's different. Shkin nesrim meshchita. Tam v'chayis agdel shkin nesrim meshchita. Let us shech two sisters the same day, even the sister that's a gedarla. So if we need a ribui to tell you that there's an issa pasuk v'chalav, tam aloy ma'chalev imai. That teaches us, even though they're very much the same, they both, we shech the same day, it's still Issa Basa V'Chalav. Now, the truth is, it's a little different also, because it's not equal to Meiser. So that's my next question. What about the sister that's a year old, within the year, two twins? Maybe they could cook the Basa V'Chalav of the other one. Why? Their mamas the same. They can be shech the same day. They're the same pen, Ligali Meiser, so the mamas the same. So maybe there you can have, there's no Issa Basav Chalav. Menayim, how do you know it's Issa Basav Chalav? So Gemara asks you, Menayim. You learn it out from a Tzad HaShava. Mehei Tesi, where are you learning it out from? Tesi Mi'imai, let's try from Imai. Ma'al Imai, Shkinash Yemeshchita. You can't learn from Imai because Imai is the opposite. It can't be Shech the same day. So Achai Shagdel Techiach, what could be Shech the same day and still has Issa Basav Chalav. Chagdel Techiach. Ma'al Chagdel Shalach Simulay Dirosas, it can't be Meisi the same day. Imai Techiach, go back to the mother. The mother has a possibility to be the same day. The milas, the making them opposite, are not the same. They're different. I'll bring the achayis down also. That's aser and also vashel vashel v'chalav. So making that tzara shava from imai and from achayisoy hagadol. So frankly, marakasha. So if that's the case, you're making shema tzad. So then, what do you need a pasuk for achoisa? Yochai achoisa don't name teisim b'minayim. We should also learn achoisa agdoila from a tzara shava, and you should learn out from imoy and from a para. We had before that we marab a para from the second chalevi imoy from our para. So now even achoisa agdoila have a tzara shava. How does the tzara shava go? Learn out the imoy. No, imoy is also b'shchita. So learn out from para. Para not also b'shchita. A para. A para. You can check the para and you can do the same day. So Gdiya and Parah, the learn from Parah. No, but Parah has a Maila that's also Barava. Ima Yechiach. What's more Barava? That's Sarah Shavish Ben. So now, what do you need a third Chalev Ima? We said, what do you need the Chalev Ima third one? Parah also Barava. Barava, on a Gdiya, yes, on a Gdiya, of course. Gdiya and Parah, yeah, that's what I'm talking about, yeah. The difference. The question is that, how do you know that Gdiya is also in its sister Hagadol even? So we say, let's learn out from Imai, because if Imai is Aser, so we say, no, Imai is more different because it can't be Shechita the same day. Okay, so learn out from Parah. Parah is also more different than a Gedi because Parah is Aser Barava. So it's not the same. And Vatar Shashem said, Basav Aser Chal. So now, we said the first Chalev Imai is the Gufay. Second Chalev Imai is for Parah. The third Chalev Imai is for Achai Sagdela. You don't need a Pasav Achai Sagdela. You don't need it because you can learn from Vatar Shava. Okay, just like a chayis ketana learn from tzara shava, which is from imay and vachayisoy, but you learn a chayis gedola from imay and para, and you actually learn a chayis ketana from that also. Okay, a chayis gedola nami teitzim v'nayim. Where ichnam, you're right. Bechalevi imay lomali. What are you chalevi imay for? Meboyle ketana. You need for the following brayso. Bechalevi imay. Ein li ala bechalevi imay. You only for brayso like this. Only know a chalevi imay. Only know a chalev of the mother. He atzma bechava v'nayim. How do you know that you can't cook the behema itself that came from it, the i'atzma b'chelba that came out from her? How do you know? Like this. The para, the cow, gave out milk. Then you shechted the para afterwards. Now I want to cook the para in its own milk. Who said that's also? Their mamas are the same. They're exactly the same. The no mitzvah shav is here. Their mamas are exactly the same. So, how do you learn that from here? He'atzma b'chelba b'nayin. Had a kasha. Why can't make tzah shava? I mean, there's no differences here between the two. But the charek should make about the tzah shava. But at the end of the Gemara will be answered. This kasha that bothered me. I didn't see anyone ask the kasha. He asked for chalva benayim. Learn how he asked for chalva. Amrit kavachem vekavachem. Interesting kavachem. Oma b'makoyim sholi neser pri impri b'shchita. Madach b'makoyim sholi neser pri impri b'shchita, which means. They'll call the mother Betsy, just to make it easier. Betsy the cow is the mother, okay? So pre and pre b'shchita, it's Betsy's two children, their mutter, two sisters, their mutter the shecht in one day. So ma b'makos, so nesa pre and pre b'shchita, nesa pre im b'shchita, but still, you can't shecht one of Betsy's daughters with Betsy in the same day. So we're saying like this, that what's more chomer? What's more chomer is pre im aim. So Makam Shanesa Pri and Pri, where we find already that the two sisters are also each other, we just learned it, right? Two sisters are also in the Din Bishul. Ain't this is a Pri Ma'im? Shouldn't the Pri be also in Ma'im Bibishul? Shouldn't the Pri be also in Ma'im? So over here, the Pri is the Cholav and the Aim is the mother. So of course we also in the Bishul. Here remember, Pri Ma'im means the Behemoth itself, its own Cholav. So it's a Kavachaimer. Again, here we have the same type of kasha. Halom likra ha'asile. We just said a kavachaymer. So the Gemara is going to go ahead and explain what's wrong with this kavachaymer and try to figure this out until we finally figure out that something wrong with the kavachaymer. If we need chalei v'imay to yamarba, he asks my bechalba, and we'll continue that in the next recording.